Okay, Zarina Lisnik-Voye, remind me the name of your group and your position with it.
I'm one of the founding members of a group called Neon Cat, Northeastern Ontario Cat Advocacy Team. We are a small group of ladies, crazy cat ladies, who we love dogs too, but you know, we love all animals, but the cat issue has become just a huge concern for us. And because all of the people that are involved, it's just a small group right now. We're hoping to grow as we kind of diversify our goals. But our main goal is to get as many cats in our area spayed and neutered to reduce the influx of unwanted kittens.
Okay.
So that's pretty much our mandate, is to get cats, male and female, spay, neutered, vaccinated as well.
And that's what you're
And
doing next week.
that's our.
Yeah, right. That's what you're doing next week.
Yes. Two of our ladies who are extremely instrumental. I can't take credit for this next project, which is a spay neuter clinic here in Iroquois Falls with a wonderful vet that comes to our town. And Heidi Pratt and Julie Perrault are the two ladies that organize this. I'm a huge promoter of this particular next event. So I'm trying to get as many people involved and interested in it as possible. So far, the phone's been ringing off the hook since this has been posted. So that's a good sign. It's a low cost spay neuter clinic, which also includes vaccinations. The post can be seen on Facebook, and thank you for allowing us to talk about this, because we want as many people to know about it. And then we're hoping to do this more frequently so that we can address all of the cats that haven't been spayed or neutered or vaccinated. Like it's a good time for people to bring their animals in to get checked, to see what other issues, if any, need to be addressed. So
Can anyone bring a cat or cats to this clinic?
we're trying to make it fair to people who aren't able to access economical or affordable pet care. So we're gearing these clinics towards low-income individuals and families, so that those cats don't get lost in the shuffle, you know,
And
because, you
just
know.
because you're low income doesn't mean you shouldn't have a cat and wouldn't be a good cat person.
Absolutely. You know what? It has nothing to do with how much money you're bringing in. There's a lot of people out there that are, like, you know, experiencing economic hardships, and being a cat lover shouldn't be equivalent to how much money you bring in to pay. You know, we also try and help people who are in need, as well as other rescues in our area that are very helpful to help offset the cost. Like there's food donations, litter donations. We do fostering. We're affiliated with a couple other rescue groups in our area. So we want to work as a network, not a standalone. So, but our goal initially is to get cats spayed and neutered so that they stay healthy and the cat population is easily maintained.
Okay, so how do people become involved? Do they have to make an appointment, or how does that work?
Yes, the appointments can be made through Julie. On the poster, there is her phone number, and on the poster, there's also the Neon Cat website. Well, we don't have a website. We have a Facebook page. People can message the Facebook page. We also have an email address, neoncattnr@gmail.com. Or Julie's phone number is 705-274-2000. 4044. That's for Julie Perrault, who is our main administrator of the program. So,
okay, good. Anything else you want to tell me about it?
We just want to get we want the word out. We want people to get involved and just to, there's lots of cat lovers out there who are gung-ho about helping us out. But at the same time, if you're not a cat lover, we're here to help as well. If there are unwanted cats in the area, on your property or whatever, that seem to be like gone unnoticed, as far as whether they're strays or homeless, we want to help address that. So you don't have to be a cat lover to take care of cats, just be kind to them. So I think it benefits everyone in the long run if we can work together.